Manu Patra alert dated the 12th of October 2018. Supreme Court has held that the Limitation Act is applicable to applications filed under Sections 7 and 9 of Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code from the inception of the code. Supreme Court has dismissed review petition filed by National Lawyers Campaign for Judicial Transparency and Reforms against the judgment laying down guidelines for designation of senior advocates. Supreme Court has refused to consider a submission seeking laying down fresh guidelines for hearing public interest litigations, PILs. Supreme Court has directed that the physically handicapped students before it, who had been denied admissions this year despite being meritorious, should be admitted in the MBBS course in a government medical college next year. Supreme Court has listed factors that must be taken into consideration by the arbitrator while awarding interest, observe that discretion of the arbitrator to award interest must be exercised reasonably. Delhi High Court has ruled that Central Bureau of Investigation need not seek the state's consent for investigation under Delhi Special Police Establishment Act, 1946, DSPE Act, except when the case is registered in such state. Delhi High Court has quashed defamation proceedings initiated against Bennett Coleman for an article published in Times of India on Advocate Deepak Khosla. Madras High Court has issued directives that petitions under Section 482 CRPC challenging refusal by SHO to record information to be filed only after completion of 15 days from date of receipt of information. Delhi High Court has directed former Ranbaxy Laboratories Limited promoter Shivinder Singh to pay the money owed to Japanese pharma major Daiichi Sankyo Incorporation under an arbitral award won by it in 2016. Delhi High Court has declined to stay the show cause notice in the provisional attachment order issued against Meesa Bharati's brother-in-law Nilesh Kumar under the Benami law. Bombay High Court has said that it is not inclined to entertain the petition alleging that will of spiritual leader Osho is fake, in view of see summary report filed by the Economic Offences Wing and also disposed of the petition. Madras High Court has expressed displeasure over use of elephants at temples and also sought report on Masini, an elephant at the Samayapuram temple, currently undergoing treatment at the Thanjavur Veterinary Hospital. Madras High Court has issued a direction to Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, officials to complete the exercise of determining the antiquity of over 515 idols and other artifacts in the custody of the Idol Wing, Criminal Investigation Department, CID. Tripura High Court has stayed the cancellation of registration of newspaper Daily Deshar Katha, which has been the mouthpiece of CPI, M. in Tripura for the last 40 years. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has given major setback to Aditya Birla Power Company Limited and held that investment in the project which fails to take off cannot be written off as bad debt and therefore, no deduction can be granted. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has amended its merger and acquisition regulations to make it easier for corporations to secure approvals for mergers and acquisitions, M&A. Competition Commission of India has raided the offices of three top beer companies as a part of an investigation of price-fixing allegations.